back seat and stuck his head between us so he could see the open road. His tongue hung out and licked my cheek a few times. After we got home, we showered and I grabbed my bag. I should get going. I haven't done laundry at my apartment for a while. Zeke snatched the bag out of my hand and tossed it on the couch. Stay with me. His hands circled my waist, and he pressed his forehead to mine, smothering me with enough affection to manipulate me into doing whatever he wanted. I melted at his touch, turning into a puddle on the ground. Okay. There wasn't any fight within me, because I was powerless when those strong arms wrapped around me. I guess I could turn my underwear inside out. Better yet, you could wear mine. He kissed the corner of my mouth, taking a deep breath as he caressed my lips with his. Or wear none at all. I guess I could wear your briefs, but no way am I going commando in jeans all day at work. Perfect. He kissed me again and directed me to the couch. When the back of my knees hit the cushion, he guided me to my back and pulled off my running shorts, leaving my sneakers on. My panties were gone in a flash, and he was on top of me, his powerful chest pinning me down.